Criminals may do just about anything to get their hands on what they want. But in western Kansas in 1879, one cattleman was duped by a scheme far different than anything anyone had ever seen before or since. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McCray.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McCray is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
Cattlemen are usually very honest people, but occasionally someone will exploit that virtue. As B.J. Alderman explains, it took an unusual twist in Kansas in 1879.
Leon Belmont was a woman who masqueraded as a man and claimed to be the nephew of August Belmont, for whom the Belmont Stakes is known.
She also claimed her father was a wealthy Texas cattle baron and convinced one Kansas man to purchase cattle from her father. Leon, the woman masquerading as a man, got the money for the herd sight unseen.
He was going to buy an enormous herd of cattle, gave her a check for $9,800, and so she took that check and she went into Russell City and she showed the check around to local merchants in order to get the things that she wanted.
Leon purchased plenty of items simply based on the check she was holding. She then left town with all the merchandise without paying for it. Sheriff Jim Weekly put out a bulletin for Leon's arrest. He soon received word Leon had been apprehended in Anthony, Kansas. Weekly headed there to bring Leon back to Russell City.
Leon sat in jail, everybody thinking she was a man, except Sheriff Weekly, who discovered she was a woman. He broke Leon Belmont out of his jail, and off they went.
The romance took the two all over the West, but it lasted a short time. Leon Belmont left the scene as quickly as she entered.
At some point, she was pretending she was a doctor, and sometimes she was Leon Belmont. Then she disappears from history.
BJ knows the story because Jim Weekly was her great-great-grandfather, an infamous tale in her family tree. Traveling the countryside in Kansas City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.